Hit it!
Looking for a car? Come to Greg and Greg the show. We both drive a car respectively, and we like to have them.
Greg and Greg show!
Yeah!
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's Greg, Greg Show. My name is Greg Jake.
My name's Greg Olds, and Greg Jake was recording a little spotty spot.
A little spec spot for our buddies over at the Infinite Agency for a car dealership in Austin, I believe it is, for Don Hewlett Chevrolet.
Don Hewlett Chevrolet.
If you want to get a car, drive up 35 to Don Hewlett, get a truck.
So that reminded me of the time that me and my friend Wes in New York, when I was working for the radio station, started making jingles.
Oh, I love making jingles.
So he's a musician. He gets the piano. He understands it.
Yeah.
I don't understand music at all. Like, I don't know how to do it.
It's hard.
But I can think of beats and melodies, and I would be like, I want it to go like, boop, da-ba-di, and he would be like, all right, so like, and he's making it. Like, he'd made like the weird voice things I would do. Songs.
Totally. People have that kind of talent.
Yeah.
That's what's scary.
And he's good like that. So, one of the fictional things we made was Lane Gilley Ford.
Okay.
So, there is no Lane Gilley.
All right.
So we would go to our office, which was a bar in Manhattan called the Blind Tiger.
Okay.
And we would drink, and we'd start talking about Lane Gilley, and Lane Gilley became a person. So like we would
totally
talk as Lane Gilley.
Yeah.
And the jingle was "Ride with the Best, Lane Gilley Ford."
Awesome.
And
which isn't too far off from what like a lot of car dealership jingles are about.
So we decided that Lane Gilley would get progressively more insane with his car promotions.
Totally awesome.
So it started out with like, he's like, yeah, buy a car, get another car free at Lane Gilley Ford. And then it just kept devolving into, we're going to, it's like at Lane Gilley Ford, the first five people to watch me murder a puppy get a free car. And like, he just kept getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
So eventually, like, Lane Gilley Jr. would take over the dealership commercials and be like, hi, we are in the red, horribly. My dad is giving away cars. Can you please buy them? And then Lane would come back from rehab, and then he would all again sink into his crazy things, and like, the spots would then go to the people on the street, and they'd be like, you know, I don't believe in Lane Gilley as a person. I don't like him, but he gave me a car.
Yeah, how could you not like Lane Gilley?
He gives away cars.
The first five people to watch him murder a puppy get a car.
And he gets, like, racist and, like, sexist, and it's just the worst guy ever.
He sounds awesome.
But he gives people cars. He gives anybody a car.
I think that if that were real in society, I don't think anybody would care about the moral makeup of that person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could be the biggest crack cocaine slinging drug pin, you know, but people would totally forgive him if he were giving out free cars.
I still want to make a series of commercials as Lane Gilley and have, like, a Lane Gilley Ford YouTube channel where it starts out where he's just like, you know, it's $5.99 off, blah, 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 blah.
Were you Lane Gilley?
Did
you do the voice and play Lane Gilley?
No, we talked as him, but we really didn't have the character voice down, but we, like, we would picture the person. It's just like this. We base it off this guy in Syracuse, upstate New York. His name's Billy Fusillo, and he does all of his spots.
Okay.
And he does them in one take.
Oh, those are the best.
And they're local, and he buys all the ad time.
Yeah.
So, like, you'd get these nonstop Lane Gilley Ford commercials.
Yeah.
And it starts out normal enough where it's like, yeah, come in, we got all these cars, I'm giving, you get 10 grand off or whatever he's throwing at you. Then it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
When did the car commercial turn into such a bit?
Yeah.
You know, like, there's a song, I got a ranch in downtown Dallas, I buy diamonds by the ton. I chase cuties in my Cadillacs. I drill oil wells just for fun. So you need a car and you need a deal that'll fit you right toe to heel. So I'll get my... Oh, that's Western Warehouse. Never mind. That's not even a car.
All that for the wrong thing.
That was a boot commercial. But there's like... There was Westway Ford. Westway Ford. And there'd be like a gunshot.
It's like, why do the owners of car dealerships think they're like celebrities?
I don't know.
I don't know who you are.
I know. And you see them on TV and they're just chatting it up.
They're chatting you up. They're like... And then when Billy Fusillo, the guy from up north, whenever he would go into rehab for massive cocaine addiction...
Oh, boy.
He'd bring in Tom Park. And then, like, Tom Park is a professional personality.
Yeah.
So, like, they'll have that person that's just like, hey, I'm Tom Park. Come on down to...
He does commercials down here.
Yeah. He puts on Texas voice here.
What? Tom Park is not... I thought that he was, like, a car dealer owner.
No, he's all around. He's a personality for cars.
What a genius gig!
Yeah, and he does Texas voice for when he's down south. I've looked this up.
Folks, Tom Park here for Isuzu of Hunt of... That's amazing! Yeah. I thought that he was the owner!
No, Tom Park is just a face. He's just a face guy.
Man, that's what I need to be doing.
I need to be face guy.
Yeah. I need to get into car commercials.
So whenever Billy Fusillo goes away to rehab, they send in Tom Park. And sometimes they'll do commercials together to be like, no, we're totally friends.
Uh-huh.
And it's the most awkward thing because Fusillo keeps trying to interrupt Tom Park because he wants to get more airtime.
Park's like, Fusillo, I'm the pro. Get out of my face.
And Tom Park's doing it, and Fusillo's thing is, it's going to be huge. And they'll have billboards on the sides of buses that say huge.
Just all the way down.
All the way down.
Yeah.
So that's the guy I based Lane Gilley off of.
That's hilarious.
And I really hope that I can one day make Lane Gilley's YouTube channel. And then his son, I would be his son. I would step in and be like, please just.
Do you still have any of the Lane Gilley stuff?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll have to break that out one day.
I'll have to break out some Lane Gilley stuff.
We'll have to get into that.
I'll have to get in touch with Wes. I'm sure he's listening to this.
Totally. All right. Something else that we wanted to discuss is...
you know my obsession with the chunk versus chuck thing.
Yeah, this is where it started. A couple months back, I said that I was going to chunk something, and Greggles looked at me like I was crazy, and he's like, don't you mean chuck it? I was like, no, I'm going to chunk it. So we went kind of on a mission around our office and asked people, do you say chuck or chunk?
People from the state of Texas say chunk.
Chunk.
Any of the outsiders say chuck.
Yeah.
So that's what we've noticed. And in the Business Insider Politics section, it says 22 maps of how Americans speak totally different from each other.
And this is amazing. And, I mean, it's a common fact and common knowledge that you have different...
Dialects.
You say different things in different parts of the world. Like Boston.
Boston.
People...
Pack the car.
Yeah, they elongate... A's.
Wicked retarded.
Yeah, they say things like that. So here's just a quick breakdown.
What is that word? Say that word.
I'd say, well, I don't know. I'm one of the people that say it both ways.
I say it both ways depending on what it is. I think a hard one I call caramel and a soft one I call caramel.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The hard one's a caramel.
Yeah.
But like if I'm going to say it just in general, I'm going to say caramel.
The breakdown here is it looks like it's probably about... Would you say about 70% of the country say caramel?
The northeast, basically the east of America says caramel.
The east coast, all the way down through like the deep south into Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, they say caramel. And then the rest of the United States says caramel, which is weird. I would think that the deeper south you got, the less syllables you'd put in there. Okay, and then the first vowel in... That's, Bowie knife. Yeah. I say a Bowie knife.
See, I showed you. It was only Texas that says Bowie. I say Bowie knife.
The justification here, I like the guy's write-up. Enthusiastic Marylanders, because it says that the people in Texas and Maryland are the only ones that say Bowie knife. So the guy writes here, enthusiastic Marylanders have alerted us that there is indeed a town named Bowie, Maryland that is pronounced Bowie. So he writes for, Texas, the reason why they call it a Bowie knife. It's pronounced Bowie because it's named after Jim Bowie, who played a major role in the Texas Revolution.
Yeah.
So that would totally make sense.
That
Texans
word.
Have pride.
I'm curious how you say the next word.
The next word is the fun little colored sticks that you use to...
Say it.
color on paper. How do you say it?
Crayon.
Crayon. It's not a crayon. It's not crayon.
You got to throw that H in there. Crayon.
Here's a good one. The person you get when you have to go to court is
lawyer.
A lawyer.
Do you say lawyer? 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 This is lawyer.
I think I might be like right in between lawyer and lawyer.
I say lawyer.
So I had to go and get myself a lawyer. I say lawyer.
You say lawyer.
Yeah.
I say lawyer.
What word do you use to address a group of two or more people?
Y'all.
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 The southern states are green, which is for y'all.
Hey, you guys.
All the rest of the United States is red for you guys. Mm. And there's a little bit of you all, like in Kentucky.
That's weird. Don't say that.
Who says that?
Nobody says that.
How do you say this word?
Mayonnaise.
That's how you say it every time?
Mayonnaise.
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 I say mayonnaise.
You say mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
I say mayonnaise.
I don't say mayonnaise.
I throw an in there.
Yeah, mayonnaise. There's no mayon on the way I
now,
say
it. Now, my mom, you see the reddest part of where mayonnaise is?
Oh, right here?
That's where my mom and dad are from. The reddest part, and that's why I say mayonnaise.
What is that, Long Island?
That's Long Island.
Yeah, mayonnaise in Long Island.
Give me some mayonnaise.
And here's one that's a huge kicker for a lot of people.
Pecan.
You say pecan.
You guys say pecan, right?
Yes.
I say pecan.
But if it's
pecan pie.
But if it's just a pecan by itself.
It's a pecan.
But still.
It's a can you pee in.
That's if it's a real pecan you do.
Yeah, it's a pecan.
But if it's a nut.
Yeah, it's still a pecan.
It's a pecan.
No, it's not a pecan. It's a pecan.
Pecan, pick-on, pecan, pecan.
And again, what's the greenest thing on there for pecan?
Lang Island.
Yep, that's why I say pecan.
Yeah, pecan is very, you're in the minority there, Bubs.
I know.
Rest of the country says pecan.
Yeah.
Pecan.
There's a pick-on.
That's how I say it, pecan.
Pecan, and that's Texas. There's your blue.
Yeah.
There's pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan. Give me a pecan. I say pecan.
Pecan. What do you call a carbonated beverage?
That's a soda.
You don't call it a pop?
No.
Do you call it a Coke?
I will. If I want a Coke, I'll get a Coke. But like, if it's a carbonated beverage, I'm not going to call anything a Coke. I will say, beer me that beer.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
That's just a good, fun, generic
or
thing to say.
Beer me that remote.
Hey, why don't you beer me that chicken?
Yeah, we've said that before. Hey, yeah. beer me that.
I say Coke. Hey, get me a Coke. What kind? A Dr. Pepper.
Why?
I don't
that
know.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's just the way that it's always been my whole life.
Mm. Get me a Coke.
What kind?
Coke.
A Dr. Pepper.
If I say get me a Coke, I want a Coca-Cola.
I think it's just, I don't know. It's. Pop just sounds weird. Mm. Cola sounds weird. Soda sounds weird.
Mm.
Just give me a carbonated beverage.
Give me a soda. Give me a soda pop.
Give me a soda pap. All right. Well, that's a fun little list, buddy. I'm glad you found that.
Mm-hmm. Found an apartment.
Oh, you did. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And guess where it's right across from? Pecan Lodge.
It's Pecan Lodge. That's the barbecue place you love, isn't it?
Yes.
So you now have no excuse to ever bitch about barbecue, because you can go there and get barbecue whenever, however, and at any time you want.
They'll still be closed at an inordinate hour.
Well, you just know to go get it.
I'm going to wake up early and walk across the street and go get barbecue.
Perfect.
Because now I can.
Awesome. Well, congrats on that.
Thank you.
When do you move in?
Next month.
Good. Good. You going to have a party?
I think so.
You should.
My place isn't huge, but... we could all hang out.
You could have like three or four people over.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition of The Greg and Greg Show. Thanks for listening. Check us out at facebook.com/The Greg and Greg Show.
We love you.
Ooh, well.
This has been The Greg and Greg Show. Listen to the next one whenever we decide to post it.